here I am on another Natter That Matters, because of course they all do, with the lovely Sue Bellingham. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Viv.
Very kind of you to be here with me today. And Sue has come to talk to you about herself, her journey, how she has been business building, and kind of her background, and also how she might be able to help you on your journey too. So Sue, without further ado, I love it, there rhymes. Tell everybody who you are. Do you want to introduce yourself, the people that are watching and listening?
I do. So Vivian, thank you so much for that introduction. I am Sue Bellingham. I am the founder of the Midlife Wellness Warrior. And my mission is essentially to remove some of the complexity around losing fat, which is different from losing weight, so that it's not this big, complicated, hard, unattainable thing that is a struggle to accomplish, especially for us women of a certain age. Because I think we've all dropped into that. Well, not maybe not all of us, but, you know, there is this myth that floats around the internet saying that, you know, once you reach menopause, then everything just becomes that little bit harder to achieve. And I'm here to say, no, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. It does feel like it. So I understand why. So I don't know if we just haven't got enough motivation, or maybe our why is a bit different. So I remember years ago, I've had a weight battle all my life, to be honest. It does feel like that as well. And years ago, it's because I wanted to wear the nice dress or the bikini on holiday, and it all felt like that. Whereas now, at a ripe old age of 50, it's not about that at all. In fact, I don't give a flying toss what I look like in things. It's more about how I feel generally, like my energy levels and my knees and my sleep and my mood. So very different. It's very different, isn't it?
It's very, very different. And for me, it was all of that stuff that you wanted as well for a very, very long time, until you experience something that makes you flip the switch slightly. So for me, it was watching my mother's health deteriorate quite rapidly over a period of 15 and 20 years. And she got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And, So this happened to me just before I turned 50, right? I was 49 and something, and dreading turning 50 because, you know, I didn't want to become like my mother. My mother sort of lost her life at the age of 69, which is no age at all. And that was the light switch for me, is that I didn't want to be walking down that same path. And I was already starting to get some of the same symptoms that she was getting when she was my age. And I thought, no, I can't have this. And that was the flip for me. So it didn't become about weight loss. It became about how I could prevent my walking down that same path as my mother. So that was my...
Actually, yeah. See, my mum had me late in life, so she was 37 when she had me, which back then was old. I remember her having hot flashes and it being in menopause, really, from that moment forward. From a memory, I think she was about 45, so I would have been about 7 or 8, and I remember all those. And I don't think she ever left it. I remember the hot flashes, whatever you want to call them. My mum passed at 67, which, as you say, is no age, but. But she smoked and she had throat cancer. So in my head, and actually, you've started to make me think about, you know, maybe there's other things that I need to look out for, possibly. But yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, I got to the point where, because she was medically retired from her job. And so I sat back and I had a look, and yes, she was no longer in full-time employment. Yet she was also unable to enjoy her newfound freedom because of her limitations, because of her health. And I don't want to get to the point where I eventually retire, jack everything in, to spend the rest of my days sitting at home as a recluse, because, you know, I'm not well enough to get out and enjoy the big wild world. So that was my aha moment.
It's a scary thing, isn't it? Like, we work all our lives, allegedly, I'm not in this category, to, you know, have a pension, to retire and enjoy our life, and then we haven't got the energy, or we're not well enough. I have some friends, they both passed within quite a short period of time, and they worked their whole life. They didn't have children, they built, you know, multi-million pound businesses, and then when they retired, they both got very, very ill. One with primary MS, the other with prostate cancer, and within 3 years, gone. And I just think, wow, all those years you worked for your retirement, and then you died, you didn't get the retirement. Like, we're all waiting for this magical time to enjoy our lives, whereas actually it's now, isn't it? So I'm definitely with you on this crusade. So really, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Probably from a slightly different angle than you. So how do you help people? So what is it you do?
Okay, so I essentially, I want to take the myth out of weight loss, the fact that weight loss seems to be this hard thing that we have to endure in order to drop a few pounds of fat, become healthier. It doesn't have to be that way, Viv. So
give me the answer. You might have all the answers I need.
Well, you know, I can speak from a sort of a qualification point of view, and I can speak from personal experience as well. It's not about making big, massive upheavals in your life. It's not about radically changing your diet. Because I tell you for one thing that I know for certain, Viv, and it's from all the clients I've worked with so far, right? There is fundamentally nothing wrong with their existing nutrition. Well, there wouldn't be nothing wrong, otherwise they wouldn't be coming to me for help. But essentially, their existing nutrition is generally okay. They just need one or two tweaks. So I can give them one or two things to focus on that is going to make the biggest difference for them at this point in their time. And I'm not going to move them on from that, from those focuses, until they have them nailed down. And then we move on to something else. And then we move on to something else. And essentially what I'm doing with them is, yes, I am helping them to lose weight, because that is always going to be their prime. That's what they come to me for. They want to lose weight, right? But for me, yes, I'm helping them to lose the weight, but also I'm having a look at the other aspects of their nutrition to make sure that they are getting the nutrients that they require. Because essentially, a lot of the issues that we encounter in older age come from poor nutrition.
So what is poor nutrition? Let's lay it on the table here. So what is poor nutrition? Because I think I probably could just be like tick, tick, tick across this. So what is it? Tell me about it.
Okay, so it comes down to, and you've probably heard many people talk about this before, it comes down to giving your body what it needs in order to thrive. And we tend to fall short in quite a few areas, right? So when we talk about balancing nutrition, right, and you've heard many coaches talk about this before, we're looking at macronutrients and we're looking at micronutrients. The macronutrients are the things that we need in large amounts, right? So our carbohydrates, our protein, and our fats, right? We need those three in large amounts. The micronutrients we also need, but in very much smaller amounts. And what I tend to see with a lot of people that I've worked with is their macronutrients are not balanced. If you can eat the essentially the right amounts of carbohydrate, protein, and fat at every meal, every snack through your day, you are giving your body essentially what it needs for energy, because that's all calorie is. Calorie is just energy, right? So you want to make sure that you're giving your body the amount of energy that it needs, because the body has a need for a certain amount of energy. It's called your resting metabolic rate, right? You need a certain amount of energy just for primary functions like breathing, digesting your food, keeping your heart beating, keeping your blood pumping, right? And if you're not giving your body that, you're doing your body a big disservice, and you maybe won't see the results of not getting things right now, but you will see them. They will backfire on you, and you will see them later on in the day. So essentially, the main things I see are clients who are eating either too much carbohydrate or not enough carbohydrate. 90% of the clients I see are eating too much saturated fat. We need fat. Fat's what makes the hormones that our body needs. We need that. But it's very easy to have too much of that. Too much carbs, too much fat gets stored in the body as fat. We need protein. That's what helps keep our muscles and our limbs working. And the one thing that's not a macronutrient, but the one thing that we probably are all lacking is fiber, right? So poor nutrition is overdoing or underdoing one of those areas.
It's hard though, isn't it? You know, I watch TikTok quite a lot. I feel like I'm learning quite a lot. There's quite a few experts. There's a lot of, you know, people run down the road, pub goers, but there's also seems to be quite a lot of people on there that are experts. And they're all saying different things though, Sue. This is the problem. I think the mainstay of people, they're just really confused. Like they don't know what they should be eating, when, you know, some will say a calorie is a calorie. And I watched a guy yesterday saying, actually, they're not all made equal. Like it's not. And he had a really good case for it as well. You know, some are saying, well, it doesn't matter if you eat too many carbs, you know, your body burns it off. Some say you must eat ridiculous amounts of protein. Like there's a big surge at the moment, isn't it? Everything's high protein in the supermarkets, high protein, everything. It's like no one knows. I've got, I think you're in it actually. I've got a Facebook group called, well, it was called Diary of a Dieter, and it's now called Food and Fitness Mindset Reset. And that group has been in existence for about 7 or 8 years, because one morning I just stood in my kitchen thinking, I have no idea what the hell I'm supposed to eat for breakfast. I've done all the low carbs, I've done keto, I've done Weight Watchers, Slimming World, I literally don't know what the hell. And I just stood there and cried. I was like, I literally want to do something for myself, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like there's so much conflicting information out there.
Of course there is. There is, Viv, and I have to say, like you, I've tried all of the diets. I've tried the keto and the paleo and the whole 30 and the low carb, high carb, low fat, da da da. I've tried all of them, right? And none of them work for me, but they all work on the same principle. Every single diet works on the same principle. You have to consume less calories than your body needs, right? You have to be in a calorie deficit. So every single diet will work on that basis. You have to be in a calorie deficit. Where we tend to get it wrong is we will pick an arbitrary number out of the air, right? And the popular number these days seems to be 1200 calories. So I see a lot of people saying, right, I'm going to start my diet on Monday. I'm sticking to 1200 calories. It's not enough, Vivian. It's not enough. But There are things. So your ketos and your paleos and your whole 30s and your hard 75s and all of these, there is also something fundamentally wrong about all of those. So keto is high fat, low carb. Mm-hmm. Yes, your body needs fat, but it also needs carbohydrates. Where do you get your energy from? You get your energy from carbs and you get them from fat. Right? But your body, the most accessible form of energy your body uses is from carbohydrates. So if you're eating a low carb diet, you're going to end up feeling like shit most days because you don't have the energy to do everything. Well, you're going to end up with headaches and
access your fat burning stores, of course, which, you know, having done, you know, Atkins and keto for many, many years, does actually work. But actually, the thing is, you get penalized if you then eat too many carbs, you come out of your keto burning state and then you feel like you're in a state. So, yeah. So what is the answer, Sue? So how can you help people? There's lots of people watching, probably nodding along going, yes, Sue, I've done all the diets. I feel like that. I feel like shit. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm that age, whatever. What can they do?
Okay, I think first and foremost, the best thing that you can do is get to know what your body needs, because you are unique, Vivian. Your requirements are not going to be the same as mine, right? We're different ages, we're different heights, we're different weights, we're different everything. We have a different lifestyle, we have different, you know, medical conditions, possibly. Everybody is unique. So I think the first thing that you can do is get hold of somebody like me who can actually sit down, give you a sort of questionnaire to fill out, or we can chat. I can ask you the relevant questions. I can get some history off of you, and I can sit down and I can work out exactly what you need, what your body needs, right? And then we can work on creating calorie deficit from that.
Right. Okay.
And then we can work on your macronutrients. So how many carbs do you need? How much fat do you need? How much protein do you need in a day? Right. And then we can start to build a picture of what is going to work for you, because it's not going to be the same as your wife. It's not going to be the same as your wife. It's not going to be the same as me. It's going to be different, right? And I think once we do that, there is a, I don't have a plate here with me, but if you want a very, very simplistic view of what a good plate of food looks like. So if I take, say this is a plate. If yeah, I can I- make, if I can make half of my plate is vegetables, that's your carbohydrate, right? A quarter of that plate is going to be your starchy carbohydrates, so your potatoes or your rice or your pasta.
And this is year-long, isn't it, Sue? This is what
it is. But this
balanced diet that you talked about, that we seem to go, oh, we can't do that anymore. We need to do something a bit more special.
No,
because we're all fatter. Is that not no?
No, no. The reason we're getting fatter is our portion sizes are actually increasing. Mm. We are doing a lot wrong, right? But if you go back to the essentials, building a balanced plate of food is what is going to work, right? But it's that simple.
Ooh, good.
Ooh. But you know, it's so we need to sort of niche things down just a little bit for you, for me, for Jane down the road, for
whatever. Yeah, I get it. Years ago, a little known fact, I used to work for a skincare house, and I used to bring brands over into the UK. And I remember there was one that had the reason they got really successful is because they had some basic skin types and then all of the offshoots from that, because no two skins are the same. It's exactly the same concept. So it meant that the therapist could create a blend based on the actual skin they had in front of them rather than natural, oily, you know, normal, kind of dry, flaky, whatever. They could create this kind of hybrid. So that's kind of what you're talking about, really. So do you run programs? Is it one-to-one? How do you tend to work with people?
So Vivian, as you well know, I have been dithering over my business for a long time. Yes, I have a few one-to-one clients I'm working with currently. Okay. Those have essentially come from word of mouth, right? I do work one-to-one with people. So I can give you some information about how anybody can start to work with me. But I also offer a few other sort of smaller bits and pieces. So for instance, you know, like the your customized plan, I do that as a one-off for people. So if people don't want or you know can't afford the one-to-one coaching, then this is maybe a service that they would like to consider, because I will do everything that I do for my one-to-one clients right at the beginning when I start working with them for that person. There you go. That's your start. Here is a few recommendations I can make for you right now, because what that program, what that package basically includes is yes, you'll get the health and lifestyle questionnaire. Yes, I will ask you for a sample food diary, which I will analyze for you. Yes, I will create your personalized, your customized numbers for you. Yes, I will create the best deficit for you, weight loss deficit for you. And yes, I won't give you a meal plan, because that for me is too much like a prescription. You know, I'm not going to say to somebody, right, here's what you're going to eat for the week. Here's the recipes, go. I will give you a sample day's plan based on the food diary and the preferences that you have given to me. I will create a breakfast, lunch and dinner menu for you with the recipes. So that's a package that I offer, that, which is outside of my one-to-one coaching, but it's everything that my one-to-one coaching includes right at the start.
And what would one expect to pay for that? Just, I'm sure people would be curious.
That package normally goes out at £167. Okay. But if anybody's coming to me from this particular interview podcast thing, I can do that for you for £87.
Wow, amazing. So that's a great offer from Sue. So if you're watching or listening to this and you're thinking, I really need to get a grip of what's going on and understand, then Sue is going to send me the link for that, and we'll put that offer into here so that you can get started. And I will ask you, if you're listening to this, you know, the New Year's resolutions you would have made, I wonder where they are now. Are they in the bin already? So you're probably a good time of year for you to be doing this, Sue. So thank you very much for coming on and talking to me. It's lovely to know more about what you do and how you do it, basically. Of course, if I hear of anybody that needs what you do, I will put them in your direction. Thank you very much for being here with me.
Thank you very much, Vivian. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. Okay.